Good afternoon. A southerly breeze is slowly eroding away cold air at ground level across interior New York and New England, and temperatures are climbing, but slowly through the 30s. Eventually, most everyone will be through the 30s and into the lower to mid 40s on average for daytime highs. That front is also being accompanied by cloudy skies and numerous showers, especially along the I-88 corridor, along I-90, and points north. While temperatures in some places are still cold enough, we may see some sleet or freezing rain for a time early this afternoon before conditions warm up. Showers will continue to be a risk throughout the region as we get into the middle and latter portion of the afternoon. As we get into the night tonight, more scattered showers as that front lifts north toward the Canadian border. Temperatures will remain on the milder side with that south breeze, keeping it in the upper 30s and lower 40s overnight. This will set us up for an unseasonably warm day on Saturday. A low pressure wave will approach from the Mississippi Valley and head toward the Great Lakes. The southerly wind will pick up again during the day and skies will be mostly cloudy, but it should not stop temperatures from reaching the upper 50s to around 60 degrees. As the low draws closer, scattered showers will become more numerous through the afternoon and into the evening hours. That wave of low pressure will pass through the region overnight Saturday night and the first half of the day Sunday. This will be our best chance for a steadier rain across the area. Temperatures on Saturday night will remain in the 40s and lower 50s, and on Sunday morning we'll see readings pop into the lower 60s before lunchtime. After the storm system passes by, it'll begin to dry out for Sunday afternoon and skies will become partly sunny. The wind will flip around to the west and temperatures will start to drop back through the 50s and 40s. With the departure of this system, we'll dry it out for the early part of next week. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be back into the lower 40s on Monday. A weak disturbance may produce a few rain or snow showers on Tuesday with highs near 40 before temperatures rebound into the lower to mid 40s ahead of the next system on Wednesday. That next system will bring a chance of snow showers on Thursday, followed by a colder shot of air for the end of the week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strengthening trough will be in place over much of the west into the weekend, while surface fronts provide a focus for a broad area of 1 to 2 inches of rain. The rain coverage and intensity will steadily increase along the high plains, the Midwest, and for portions of the Mississippi Valley, while Gulf moisture feeds to the north. Due to the slow progression of the system, the soil becomes saturated, and a large portion of the central United States will be at risk for some flash flooding. Additionally, the Storm Prediction Center has issued a moderate risk of severe weather today for parts of the southern plains to lower Mississippi Valley, and the risks include tornadoes and strong damaging winds. Meanwhile, a sharp temperature gradient will set up over the country thanks to this front over the central U.S. In the warm sector, daily temperatures will average 15 to 25 degrees higher than typical January readings. Numerous records are expected to be broken from the plains to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. In contrast, the west will be much colder than usual as highs will be in the single digits. In that colder air, a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain is possible in portions of the southern and central plains to the mid-Mississippi Valley and Great Lakes. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with light rain or drizzle in the lower 50s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with rain and highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high 55 set in 2016 and the record low 13 below zero in 1968. Sunrise this morning at 7:25 a.m. Sunset this evening 4:40 p.m. 9 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with showers developing today and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with showers tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy and breezy with showers tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, Mostly cloudy and breezy with showers today and highs in the lower 40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, temperatures holding in the lower 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with showers likely today and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with showers likely today and highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and unseasonably mild with showers likely, especially in the afternoon near 60. More rain Saturday night and morning rain on Sunday with highs early in the day in the lower 60s. Partly sunny and turning cooler later in the day, temperatures falling back through the 50s and 40s. A mix of sun and clouds Monday, 41. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of rain or snow showers Tuesday near 40. Mostly cloudy lower 40s on Wednesday and a chance of snow showers on Thursday, temperatures falling back through the 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.